go, let's go!
At U.S. shopping centers, parking lots were full as thousands of last-minute shoppers descended into crowded malls. But the big crowds masked larger concerns. Consumer confidence has fallen to a six-month low, and retailers say shoppers don't seem to be spending as much. Dana Mattioli covers retail trends at the Wall Street Journal.
All the retailers are in panic mode. It hasn't been a great holiday season.
But if flagging consumer confidence worries retailers, shoppers say they have other things on their minds.
Got three boys and a wife to finish shopping for, and nine in-laws coming, so it's going to be tense.
In Greece, despite the festive decorations, the issue is not confidence, but economic reality. After 6 years of recession, Greeks expect even tougher austerity measures in the new year. So while shoppers in Athens look at the brightly decorated shop windows, few carry shopping bags. One Greek pensioner says after rent and food, there's just no money left.
Nothing. The economic hardships are so great that we cannot afford to buy anything.
In Spain, where unemployment is 26%, shop owners are dropping food prices to tempt consumers. But Emilio Perez, a butcher, says customers have less money to spend.
We are selling between 20 and 30% less than last year. The purchasing power people had has been taken away from them, and we can all feel that very clearly.
But in Ghana, where money is tight and inflation is 9.3%, some shoppers were more philosophical.
There is no money in the system as per se, yes, but we wouldn't think too much about that. Money or no money, since we have life, we have to do something for our children and their loved ones.
But American retailers who enjoyed a brisk start to the holiday shopping season last month are not ready to give up. Retail analyst Bill Martin says people still have time to shop before the year ends.
Retailers are hoping that the consumers will come back and deliver those same strong results during this last weekend of the year.
Worldwide, the bigger concern is whether American lawmakers are willing to drive the U.S. economy back into a recession. Despite the threat of economic shock from higher taxes and automatic spending cuts, neither political party appears willing to bend on a year-end deadline for a budget deal. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.